Welcome to a special episode of the Sunday Night Army Podcast with your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Jacob, and what a fantastic episode I have for you guys today. What a treat it is to have today's guest on the show. Now, a little info on this episode. We're going to be talking about different medical things. My guest today is Dr. Nuristani, knows a lot of things, and he put me into a challenge, which by the time I'm releasing this episode, I have received what we're talking about, and I have started that challenge. So there is a lot of cool concepts that we'll be talking about that he's going to share with me. And I actually am now doing what he asked me to do and started taking the supplement that we talk about. And I will have him back again, but this is the episode to hear a lot of good information, a lot of good stuff we talk about, and a lot of things to learn because there's things out there that are good for you that we don't know about. And if we do, we don't know enough. And this is a great episode for that. Now, before we get to the episode, of course, check out all the social media. I have a contest going on. Go check that out. Find everything you need on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. And follow up with all the stuff going on and look out for other posts with this episode to see what we are talking about. There will be posts about that. And I really want to say that Dr. Nuristani came through and showed me something that I didn't know about with the products that he was explaining. But you just really have to listen to the episode and what we talk about and get the idea. And you'll see it on Instagram when this all comes out, and I'll share with you what program I'm doing. Let's get to the episode. So right now on the Sunday Night Army, I have a special guest because I always want to expand my knowledge on a lot of different things. So my guest today is going to help me do that. I'd like to welcome Dr. Nuristani to the show. How are you, doctor?
Well, thank you so much, Jacob, for having me. I'm feeling fantastic, and it's too early to tell, so I'll go with that word.
Yes, it is, especially with a little time difference today with the show and where you are. I really appreciate you coming on the show and giving me a little bit of an insight to what you do with being not really early for you today.
No. I usually get up at 5:30 by 7 o'clock, I'm at the hospital. So today's my day off. So, this was a luxury day, slept a little late. So it's nice.
That's fantastic. And I appreciate you taking your time. And I know you're very busy. You do a lot of things, but I want to know more about several elements of what you do. And I like to start a little bit at the beginning because I want to know about you and first your practice and what you do before we get to anything else. So give a little bit of background on you before we get to all the cool stuff.
Okay. Well, I've been practicing internal medicine for the past 15 years. I'm currently a hospitalist, a new terminology, a physician that mainly work at the hospital. So I take care of, the sickest patient. And I also do some critical care, but also do, practice outpatient, and I have outpatient practice as well. So it's a combination of both, which is really exciting because it doesn't leave you room for being bored. So it's extremely challenging field, especially nowadays. So internal medicine is what I've been doing. And one of the hospitalist is sort of a new terminology that people use created maybe about 20 years ago or 15 years and just picked up in the last 8 to 10 years. So before, your physician used to come in and saw you in the hospital in case something happened. So now it's sort of shifted on its own specialty. So we are mainly focused at the hospital. So we are not your same physician as you saw in the office, right? Mm-hmm. So just that transition happened about 10 years ago. Sort of has its positive and negative, but nonetheless, it's a it's a challenging field.
Yes, and obviously you're extremely busy. You do a lot with the community, and I want to touch on that first. Before we get to the Balance 7 fantastic idea here, I want to know more about your foundations and the SavvyHealth.org. What are the both of those about, and why? Why did you see the need to push these two?
So, you know, when I started and when I graduated from medical school and got my degree and start seeing patients in the hospital, you see a good chunk of people in the United States. Now, you guys are fortunate you don't have that problem in Canada. But at that time, 20% of the population did not have insurance. And insurance is extremely expensive in this country. That's the number one leading cause of bankruptcy. So as you could say, a lot of people, 20% was a high number. Now, I was doing some project overseas, Afghanistan and Africa, in order to give back to the community, give back to the world, you know, do my part as a contributing to making this world a little better. But then I realized that in the city that I live, San Luis Obispo, also 25% of population didn't have at that time insurance. I mean, that's a staggering number. One out of four doesn't have insurance. And I used to see these young people at their 40s and 50s coming down with strokes and heart attacks, and they all shared one common thing. They did not have insurance, so that they didn't see their doctor. And therefore, I mean, if they had high blood pressure or diabetes, that'd be out of control and causing all sort of problems. And so it was devastating to see these young people suffer that way. And I never forget one of the turning point for me, that transition from, you know, from Africa just to within the United States, was that I had a 55 or 56 year old gentleman, carpenter, had three kids and came in with a stroke, which was really sad, because now this this young man is disabled, cannot provide for his family. So it's not just him suffering, but everybody else with him suffers. And the question was, I said, what happened to you? Why you're not taking your medication? You had high blood pressure. That's it. He said, well, I lost my insurance. I run out of medication. I tried to ration my medication. And, you know, then I run out, and, you know, I just couldn't go to the doctor because it costs $200 to $300 just to be seen, and then the medication. So it was very, very sad to see that, because I could have prevented that by $4 prescription plan that he could have taken, right, a month. But that shows you the broken system within the United States, right? Our healthcare system is, we have, I mean, it's sort of, you can look at it two different ways. One, it is one of the best healthcare system in the world if you're sick, right? They could provide you the best care, best specialist, best everything, right? But the problem is that you cannot afford it. The second biggest problem is prevention. As a country, as a nation, we're not proactive people. We are reactive people. We wait for you to break your legs, and then we'll give you the best orthopedic surgeon in the world. As opposed to saying, hey, let me put a couple steps so you don't fall to begin with. So that has been very challenging. So that begins my journey to the, you know, giving back to the community. So I started one of the foundations called SLO NOR Foundation, you know, to give back free care to underserved population, people who cannot afford, free of charge. You know, it took me a couple of years to build it and develop it and open it, because once again, you had the red tapes and you have to do so much just to provide free care. You know, as a physician, you donate your time. But it was amazing. It was transformational, not just for me, but for the entire community. We had 600 volunteers. So it was amazing to see that how many people are interested in giving back to their community in general. And so it was phenomenal. And we are, now we've been open for 10 years plus, and we have served you know, thousands and thousands of people. We have delivered over $50 million worth of free care, And so it's just been phenomenal. It's just one of those organizations that's extremely unique, even within the United States, because it does so much for free, from medication to dental to eye. I mean, pretty much everything is free. And it's very that's unheard of here in this country, at least. So that was one of the clinics that that we opened. And then recently, I took a job in a different town. It's about an hour away from me. And, you know, people suffer the same way as they did before. So I'm going to open a second non-for-profit called Savvy Health, as you alluded to. But that's also pretty, you know, providing care for Santa Barbara County residents that otherwise have no place to go. The concept is the same, you know, get the community involved and provide the be the safety net, the health safety net that's non-existent. So those are the two. And then I do some overseas work, obviously. And but yeah, it's just, you know, part of giving back to me, because I consider myself extremely fortunate to have to be where I am, you know, and it's my responsibility to give back as a believer and also as a just as a human being. The gifts that you're given, you can't take that for granted. And part of using your gift is giving back. You're making sure you impact other people's life in a positive way.
That's fantastic. And I want to give you a lot of credit, because we have this a similar problem here in Canada even. And you mentioned something that really hits home. And I love this concept of preventative care, because if you do that correctly, other things can be avoided. And I have a lot of credit, because even up here, we do suffer from reaction, not prevention. So I'll give you a lot of credit for that. That's excellent.
Well, thank you. Well, I think, you know, what we have realized, the cost of medicine is extremely, extremely high, right? Mm-hmm. No matter which part of the world you go.
Yes.
But if you look at the models that are successful and cheap, or the models that have prevention in place, yes. Educating and prevention in place, as I said, unfortunately, in a capitalistic world, right? Mm-hmm. It's about opportunities. It's about making money. It's about how do I come up with ways to make money? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great concept, right? For anybody who wants to become rich.
Yes.
Well, that's the whole point of being here, right? That coming to this country, and all your dreams will come true if you put, you know, the right effort and time. Mm-hmm. As far as finance is concerned. So they have their ways, and the whole system is being built up on people making money. So when you have a system that is at its core, it's flawed, and you keep on trying to fix that flawed system without rebuilding it, it just doesn't work, because you can fix one thing and, you know, two other things goes wrong, because fundamentally it is just wrong in so many levels. And now the system is so entrenched with all these powerful entities that changing it is almost an impossible task, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, so in the United States, we spend four times more than any other nation in the world. I mean, talking about top five nation in the world. And we still rank number like 45 or 50 somewhere when it comes to healthcare system, United States. So we're way at the bottom. We spend the most of any country in the world. So obviously there are some issues, even with Obamacare kicked in, or Affordable Care Act kicked in, you know, it covered 20, you know, they're so excited about it. Everybody's like, oh my God, now we cover millions of people. We still have 10 plus million people that doesn't have insurance, but nobody thinks about it. Like, wait a minute, why do you say that you solved the problem? You didn't, because yes, I can buy insurance that's cheap, but it has a high deductible. So how on earth am I gonna pay $10,000 as a co-payment? Yes, the, you know, it's like you give somebody a Coke bottle. They say, hey, you know what? It's 10 cents, but you want a bottle opener? That's $5, right? It's crazy concept, right? But it just is just about brainwashing people and giving them options, and without educating them, without understanding them. you know, I'm a physician right now paying insurance. I pay about $1,800, $1,900, and that's almost 2,000 for a family of three, basically me, my little one, and my wife. So you have, I pay that, but I have $7,000 deductible, and I have one of the best plans. So basically, if I get sick, I have to pay $7,000 before insurance kick in. So wait a minute, I pay $2,000 a month, and I may still have to pay $7,000 on top of that. That doesn't make sense at all. And God forbid if you go to a, somewhere else where you have out of network physician. I don't know if you guys have it in Canada.
No.
So let's say your insurance only covers certain area, certain physician. So if you go to somebody else, they don't cover that. That means you're stuck with those outrageous high bills because there's no system to monitor that or control that. So somebody could charge you $5,000 and you have to pay, be like, I mean, like, I have insurance. And they say, well, I'm sorry, you're out of network. And nobody checks on that. So it's just the system is extremely corrupt, extremely complicated and complex. And so, you know, changing it is going to, it's tough. I don't see a solution for what, you know, here. But so safety nets are important for us, you know, here in this community. So that was, you know, one of the reasons that I created this thing. So some of those people, you know, have a place to go. I mean, hell, for God's sake, this is one of the basic, it should be a basic right, at least in a developed nation. It has to be one of your rights, right? I mean, the government has to take care of you. You don't have to worry or suffer. As I said, in the United States, the number one cause of bankruptcy is healthcare.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is. Now, you mentioned something, and I have to agree with you because, yes, there was a lot of changes to healthcare in the U.S., but I'm glad you mentioned it because you are in touch with the actual details and the workings of it, and I hope some of my audience learned from your point. But let's touch on Balance 7 because it's one of the things that's helping you with your cause. Now, I want to start with what it is, because I was reading up on it, and I think it's a fantastic idea. It's something extremely new to me as I was doing research, but there is a lot of different fads, diets, cleanses, different things, waters and other things. Tell me about Balance 7, what it is, and how it works.
Okay. So about, I mean, medicine has been really focused on obviously medication, right? We got a problem, we're going to solve it. You have high blood pressure, here's some pills, here's a prescription. And voila, you know, your pressure is fixed. But we really didn't dive in into the cause, root cause of high blood pressure and how we could fix it from, you know, to begin with. So we don't have to dish out all these medications. So that led me for a long period of time in the journey of alternative medicine to actually have an opportunity to combine the medicine to alternative medicine, right? What else we can do? So after doing a lot of research and in a couple of years ago, I met a 91-year-old gentleman, believe it or not, extremely smart man. And he was my patient in intensive care unit. He almost died. You know, he was sick with three different viruses and he had heart problems. So I took care of him in ICU. When he got better, we had conversation and he said, let me tell you something about, you know, what I have done for last 20, 30 years, but nobody listens to me. And I talked to the doctors about this product and they think I'm crazy. So I said, what is it? And he talked about, you know, high pH alkaline concentrate, or, you know, people call it water, but it's not. So we talked a little bit about it and I was very intrigued about it. So I started reading about, you know, why this works and why it shouldn't work. And so after, you know, months of doing my due diligence, I reached back out to him and I said, you know what? I'm very interested and let's do some work with it and let's get some trials done and so see, make sure this is what it is and it works. So we did some research and at the end of it, he asked me to be part of this company, which is called Balance 7. So Balance 7 is a highly concentrated alkaline alkaline solution. So for your audience, you know, everything in the body or in nature exists biologically, survive in a either an acidic or basic environment, right? Mm-hmm. It's a scale that ranges from 0 to 14, 7 being neutral, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody lives within that range, depending on which part of body it is. In the body, those range numbers changes, right? Your skin is different than your stomach, than your blood. Mm-hmm. But mainly we focus about the acidity or alkalinity or basicity of your blood. And they normally it runs about 7.35 to 7.45. And so those small amount of changes make a huge change in your overall condition. So why acid is so dangerous and why this product works and what, and I'll get in detail of how it works. Mm-hmm. Every disease, pretty much majority of disease in the body is caused by what's called a chronic low metabolic acidosis, which is basically your body is too acidic, right?
Yes.
And somebody's scratching their head, what do you mean my body is acidic, right? So overall, it's the diet that we have currently, right?
Yes.
It is the drinks that we have. It's the alcohol, it's the pollution. So mm-hmm. it's a processed food, it's canned food, it's mm-hmm. sugar and everything, sugar galore, right? And mm-hmm. Pepsi and Coke and sodas and alcohol and you name it, right? So all that goes to our body. And guess what? One of the side effects of that is that it decreases your blood pH or make it a little bit more acidic. Now your body does everything on its power to correct it because it has to be within that range, but it could be in a lower range as time goes on. So your body now has to use so much resources to overcome that acidity every time something goes in your body. So after time, some of those cells start changing. And that leads to majority of the disease that we are facing now. And as you can see, a lot of disease has ramped up over the last 20, 30, 40 years, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
One of the reasons is with the technology comes processed food, with processed food, preservatives and sugars, all that need to be part of that. And obviously they cause tons of disease. So if you take this population now and then compare it even now on a population that primarily use fresh food and fruits and vegetable, what we call an alkaline or a basic diet, and compare that to what we have to here, is a day and night difference. Those people are extremely healthy. The prevalence of certain disease are extremely low among those population, as opposed to population in Western world. Mm-hmm. And part of it is because of what they eat, what goes in. So, you know, one of the things that Balance 7 does, it has an extremely high pH. It has 11.2, which is the highest concentration in the world of when it comes to alkaline concentrate. And it's not a water, a concentrate or alkaline water that you see on your in the shopping center or malls that, you know, that have a 8 or 9 pH. So this is 1500 times as stronger than your drinking water. So it's a staggering number, but mm-hmm. yet safe to drink. She drink like 1 ounce of this 3 times a day. And the transformation has been absolutely phenomenal, what it does within the body. So once we started giving it to a lot of my patients, pretty much all of my patients are taking it now. I mean, the report that I got was just fantastic. I mean, it was just amazing to see. It was just exciting to hear. It's like, oh my God, I did, you know. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I'm just full of energy. I can focus so much more now. I could multitask. My memory is so much better. I don't have joint stiffness. And everything just kind of transformed after, you know, in a short, very short period of time because of the transformation happens, which I was shocked initially to see within 72 hours to 5 days somewhere there. And you feel the change, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're even in an athlete, we're extremely, obviously the athletes are, you know, healthy elite athlete, which have taken this and they have also reported similar findings of feeling so much better energy-wise. Their recovery time is shortening. So, I mean, it does so much, this product. It's an amazing product that that's easy to use, and it's transformational.
Mm-hmm. So who can benefit the most from this product right now?
Everybody. I mean, it's absolutely, there's no question about it. Because once again, it's because of what our environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get up, you're going to get your coffee, maybe one or two or three cups. Who knows? I drink about 3 or 4, which I shouldn't, but I do. You know, you have meat, right? You got sugars, you got sodas, you got pops, you got pasta. I mean, you got variety of food that contribute to your body, and it doesn't matter what age you are in. So those changes slowly builds up. So the sooner you start, the better off you are. And holding your, or stopping, or prevention, right? We talk about prevention. So preventing yourself to become a victim of multitude of disease. So obviously this is not, again, this is not a magical pill or a magical solution that you just take and voila, all your disease goes away. Obviously that'd be silly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what it is, it's a constant reminder. It's a constant reminder that you have to behave with your food and, you know, be healthy and exercise. Now, one of the coolest thing about this product is this is taste, right? You're going to take it and you're going to say, oh my God. Or you're going to say, huh, it tastes weird. Everybody tastes different. There's no single person who reports similar taste. And that is the beauty of the product. It's a gauge. It's a constant gauge for you to say where your body's at. Because as time goes on, and if you behave from diet, you know, you modify your diet as well as, you know, exercise, and see what happened with the taste changes accordingly. You're not going to feel the taste to be different, or, you know, not doesn't taste as good.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes. So it's a constant barometer for you. Now you go out and having a great night, great. You come back home, you drink this. I guarantee you it's going to taste so much different, because it tells you, okay, you misbehaved today. You know, but the point is that it's a constant reminder, right?
Yes.
And that reminder, what I think transformation happened, not because it changes obviously a lot within the body, but also it's a constant reminder for you to continue with those changes, continue to exercise, continue to eat right, you know, stay away from all the junk that we put in our body.
Yes. No, that's great advice. Now, Dr. Nuristani, there's balance7.com is the website. Is that the main place to pick up if anybody wants to try this in my audience right now?
Yes, balance7.com. We also have, we have it on Amazon. Yeah, I think those are the main two sites that we have. And please look us up at Facebook and Instagram, etc. We're present. But yeah, no, I think it is, as I said, it's normally, I have done a lot of research in different topics, like, you know, the weight loss, we have different diets, and we have done CBDs, but this is different. This is one of those products, it changes so much. We have done, you know, we have done some trials with, for example, people with their eczema or skin disorders. And by the way, we have a topical solution for as well, a spray, which is phenomenal. And it helps out with so many skin disease that we could talk another time. But either way, I mean, anybody young and old will benefit from that. And you know what? There hasn't been a reported side effect since I have, you know, launched this here in the United States, and then 15 years that this was in Africa, we have not had any, you know, a reported side effect. Taste was one of the one thing that people have complained. And once again, it's not awful. And that's because your body is not in optimal condition. So
that makes sense. And I'm going to be scrolling and finding, trying to get this shipped to Canada, because I definitely want to try this, the product, and want to see exactly what you're saying. I'm very, 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 very in touch with what you're saying, and I definitely want to try it. For my audience knows I'm trying to get my health in better shape. I do sit and talk a lot all day, and I'm not in the greatest shape. You can't exactly move around with this microphone and burn too many calories. And it's a lazy work environment. So this really intrigued me, really, when I first heard about it. So it's fantastic.
So Jacob, that's what we're going to do. After we've offline, I'm going to get your information. I'm going to ship your product, and then we're going to come back in 1 month. And I want to know you on the air live to see what you think, how you feel, how it's not about whether it's going to impact you or not. It's just how much it has impacted you, both mentally and physically.
That is a challenge that I will take. 100%.
Oh, I like that. All right. On the air.
That's perfect. Love it. And you guys need to support this. Go to balance7.com and get yours. And you know what? Don't have to wait to get my results. Try them yourself. And when we come back next time, we can all have a giant conversation about it. Dr. Nurstani, thank you for coming on the show and giving me the insight that I really needed about your product.
Well, thank you so much, Jacob, for having me. I'm looking forward to our next discussion. And I'm once again, it's about, your audience need to see this, try this, just so they could feel better. I mean, it is it's going to make a huge impact in your life and your family's life. So just give it a try. You have nothing to lose.
Fantastic. That's exactly what I want to hear.